You're listening to New Technia. AI screened 100,000 solvents for a sodium battery, but chemists still tested the final 27. MIT researchers used a machine learning pipeline to generate 100,000 electrolyte solvent candidates, narrowed them to 27 laboratory tests, and identified a smaller molecule that improved ion transport. A sodium metal test cell retained about 85.9% capacity after 1,600 cycles, but commercial scale, safety, and manufacturing remain unproved. A computer generated 100,000 possible electrolyte solvents in one day, but the useful result did not come from trusting an algorithm alone. MIT chemists filtered the list, selected 27 diverse molecules for laboratory testing, and found a smaller solvent that helped a sodium metal battery cycle quickly and remain stable. The 30-second summary. What happened? A machine learning-guided search identified DMFSA, a compact solvent molecule that transports sodium ions more readily while remaining comparatively stable against both battery electrodes. Why does it matter? Sodium is abundant and inexpensive, but sodium metal batteries need electrolytes that combine fast ion movement with long-term chemical stability. What is the catch? These are controlled laboratory cells, not vehicle or grid battery packs. Cost, safety, scale, and performance across real temperatures are still open questions. Key number. A tested sodium metal cell retained about 85.9% of its capacity after 1,600 cycles at a 1C rate. The electrolyte problem behind the battery. A rechargeable battery needs ions to travel between its two electrodes through an electrolyte. Faster ion movement can support quicker charging and higher power, but highly conductive solvents often react with the electrodes. The resulting material can accumulate at the interfaces, block transport, and shorten the battery's life. Sodium metal makes this balance especially difficult because it is highly reactive. Its attraction is equally clear. MIT's August 4th research report notes that sodium is roughly 1,000 times more abundant than lithium and costs about 1/100th as much by weight. Those raw material comparisons do not automatically translate into a cheaper complete battery. How the search moved from 100,000 to 27. The researchers started with DMTMSA, a larger sulfonamide solvent previously shown to remain stable at both electrodes. They asked whether related molecules could keep that chemical stability while becoming small enough to let sodium ions move more freely. A computational pipeline generated about 100,000 candidates within 24 hours. Filters based on shape, electronic properties, and similarity to DMTMSA reduced the pool to 200. The team then selected 27 representatives covering different parts of that chemical space and tested them under the same laboratory conditions. The winning candidate was DMFSA, the smallest molecule in the experimental group. The peer-reviewed study in Joule reports that small related solvents reached ionic conductivity as much as roughly 20 times higher than larger counterparts while preserving useful electrochemical stability. What the battery tests actually showed. The most eye-catching result came from a sodium metal cell using an NFM cathode, a layered material containing nickel, iron, and manganese. It retained approximately 85.9% of its initial capacity after 1,600 charge-discharge cycles at 1C, a rate corresponding in principle to a full cycle in about an hour. That is an encouraging durability test, not proof of a commercial pack. The open-access manuscript in MIT's repository documents several cell configurations and diagnostic experiments designed to understand ion transport and electrode interfaces. It does not demonstrate a factory-ready battery system. The research also advances a broader method. Instead of searching all possible battery molecules without guidance, The team explored a chemical family around a stable starting point and used molecular size as an interpretable design rule. Laboratory work remained the deciding step. Why the AI framing needs restraint. The algorithm made an enormous candidate space manageable, but it did not predict a complete commercial battery or eliminate experiments. Humans chose the filters and the diversity of the 27 molecules, synthesized or obtained them, built cells and measured what happened. Noop Naya's reading is that this is a stronger example of AI-assisted science than a model announcing a miracle material. The system accelerated candidate selection, while repeatable electrochemistry supplied the evidence. That division of labor is less spectacular than autonomous discovery, but more credible. Before we overstate the result, the cells were laboratory devices, not automotive cells or grid storage modules with commercial dimensions and manufacturing controls. Cycle retention at 1C does not establish fast charging under every temperature, state of charge, or electrode loading. The full cost and supply chain of DMFSA, salts, electrodes, and manufacturing were not compared with production lithium-ion packs. Sodium metal is reactive. Pack-level fire behavior, abuse tolerance, dendrite control, and long-duration storage still require extensive validation. The team is already searching around DMFSA for a better solvent, indicating that the reported molecule is a promising platform rather than a final formulation. What comes next? The next tests should move toward larger cells with practical quantities of active material, limited electrolyte, and realistic temperature ranges. Researchers also need to show that the solvent can be produced and purified consistently at acceptable cost. The result matters because it connects a simple chemical insight with a scalable search strategy. Smaller related molecules may help batteries escape the usual trade-off between speed and stability, but the decisive journey now moves from a carefully controlled cell toward manufacturing and safety tests. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.